the nation's top law enforcement official to publicly clear him of wrongdoing with Ukraine. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The Washington Post first reported the president asked Attorney General William Barr to hold a news conference and declare he broke no laws on a July call with Ukraine's leader. The report says the request was made around the time the White House released a rough transcript of the call in which the president pressed Ukraine to investigate Democrats. The Post reports Barr declined the request. The president tweets the story is totally untrue. It comes as Democrats prepare for the next major stage in the impeachment probe, public hearings starting next week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iran injected uranium gas into centrifuges at its underground Fordo nuclear complex early Thursday. This is the most significant step away from its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo criticized Iran's move, saying it is now time for all nations to reject this regime's nuclear extortion and take serious steps to increase pressure. China's Commerce Ministry says China and the United States have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman says envoys have agreed to a phased cancellation of tariff increases depending on the progress of negotiations. He told reporters that if both sides reach a first phase agreement, then based on that deal, they will cancel already imposed tariffs proportionately. The trade war has led to billions of dollars worth of punitive tariffs on each other's exports. China wants to have these rolled back as part of a big trade agreement. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For more on this story or any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A Chinese court has jailed nine people on charges of smuggling the highly addictive opioid fentanyl to the United States. Reuters' David Doyle.